In Atlanta, Emory University has decided to sponsor an exhibition of photographs on lynching based on a book called Without Sanctuary. Some people didn't want to dredge up the horrifying stories of lynching, but in the end, the university decided that an exhibit could help people understand the history of lynching and move beyond the shame of the past. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Judy Willis didn't find out that her grandfather was murdered until she was 35 years old, a grown woman with two daughters of her own. Richard Willis was lynched in Vicksburg, Mississippi around 1925. His wife, Indiana Willis, was pregnant at the time.
I had to think of what it meant to be my grandfather, what it meant to hang from a tree, to know that you'd never see your son. It was just so overwhelming to me.
From what history she could gather from her family, Willis says her grandfather's body was found floating in a lake. She says everyone in the community knew the family in town that did it. In fact, some of the descendants still live in Vicksburg. When Willis picked up the book Without Sanctuary, she looked deep into the postcards and photos, searching for her grandfather.
In every picture, there was the spirit of someone whose life was broken. You know, I could feel their relatives. I could see that they had a grandmother or a father or a son or a niece or a nephew that missed them, just like my dad missed knowing his father. And it was just so devastating, you know, to see that, you know, people would be able to have the lack of humanity and also how ingrained the racism and the hatred and the need to put someone below someone else and to justify that.
Judy Willis has cried. She has been angry over the troubling images that have a direct link to her life and her past. But more than that, Willis and others in Atlanta are trying to give the pictures a place in American history. Putting together this kind of exhibit in the South is a huge undertaking, so Emory University held community forums where people talked, preached, and wept. One by one, they came to tell their stories. Charles Black was among many who wanted to encourage the university.
It is my firm belief that the worst thing we can do is pretend that this never happened, to put our heads in the sand and hide this reality from succeeding generations.
What the country needs is something so dramatic and compelling that it would focus attention on part of our history that we haven't processed.
Thee Smith is associate professor of religion at Emory. He chaired the university's advisory committee on whether to show the lynching photos. Now Smith says his mission is to help both blacks and whites confront this part of the past.
What happened to us? What was going on for us as white people, as black people, such that we acted out this kind of history on each other? What was going on for working class whites, for middle class whites, for white citizens' councils and church people who knew that these kinds of things were going on, or who attended them, or who knew people who attended them, and who were silent, who didn't speak out? Are there ways that we can speak out now that can redress, that can repair what we didn't do then?
Emory officials believe that pulling together this exhibit is not their choice, but their duty. It is an effort to help people understand what some in the South call a legacy of shame. Bodies hanging from trees, lifeless, some in the woods, others on the courthouse square. Crowds of men, women, and children gathered around, smiling and gawking. James Allen, author of Without Sanctuary, says it's time to answer the difficult question that these lynching photos pose.
Where would we be that night if we were raised at that time? If we had these people's parents and went to these people's churches, elected these people's mayor and city officials, would we be in that crowd? Would we be independent enough thinkers, moral enough people, humane enough beings not to be there? That's the question.
The sinister images in Allen's book seem surreal, yet as he turns the pages, the pictures evoke the vivid truth about the torture of thousands of black Americans. The photos even shocked New York audiences when some were on display in a small gallery and at the Historical Society last year. In Atlanta, a number of people, blacks and whites, have spoken out against the exhibit. They did not want to be interviewed. They worry that this exhibit will dredge up the worst of the past: fear, cruelty, and injustice, things they want to forget. But Mark Auslander with Emory University's Oxford College says it's important to remember why these pictures exist at all.
What's extraordinary is that for so many hundreds of lynchings and acts of mutilation and violence, here in the United States, and especially in the American South, these events were photographed. And that's what's so amazing. That's what's so remarkable. One could almost argue in some ways that the lynchings were done in part to create the photograph, as a kind of trophy, as a kind of physical, tangible token of the act of sacrifice.
Death by hanging became the accepted act of punishment for thousands of African Americans from the late 1800s up into the 1960s, whether the crimes against white Americans were real or imagined. Civil rights leaders have talked about lynchings, yet most Americans still know little about the murders that took nearly 5,000 lives. Few victims were ever tried for their alleged crimes. The haunting photos are mostly of black Americans, although minorities, including Asians and Jews, were also targeted. Author James Allen describes one of the most graphic images in his book, The Burning of William Brown in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1919.
His lower legs and limbs and anything that could identify him as an individual has been burned off of him. Around, almost in band shell form around him, as thick as the eye can see, is a very jovial mob of men, some of them formally dressed, ties, vests, with canes, a woman on the left in a long late Victorian type of dress, but all seem to take some deep satisfaction out of the torture of this man.
Until now, people haven't had what James Allen calls a visual vocabulary of lynching. One of the key questions is how Southerners will react to these photographs. Judy Willis, whose grandfather lost his life to a lynch mob, believes both blacks and whites should see these images and have an opportunity to get past the numbness that has been associated with lynching.
The shame and humiliation must stop. Otherwise, we can't continue to exist as human beings. We can't even call ourselves humans if we keep on thinking, you know, if I look away, if I don't feel it, if I don't know it, then it doesn't exist, but it does. You know, it's not a black thing, it's a lack of humanity thing.
The exhibition is expected to open next year. It will include stories about the victims and about the history of lynching in America. There's talk of having small discussion rooms where people can go after viewing the images. Extra security will be in place. This exhibit cannot change history or take away the pain, yet many believe that gathering together these postcards and photographs in the South may finally provide some sanctuary for the victims. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.